Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, December 21st of 2020. Welcome to Christmas week. That's right, Christmas is on a Friday this year. I know last year it was on a Wednesday, but it is a leap year this year, so because it was a leap year, that meant that obviously it was an extra day later than what it would normally be. And of course, next year, Christmas, of course, is going to be on a Saturday. But I want to welcome you to, like I said, to the Miracle Man Show here on Christmas week, and it's going to be a good night tonight, and we are going to do a little bit of extra singing and Christmas music this week with that in mind, try to get to some of your favorites. And, of course, some of these novelty ones. By novelty, I mean, like, ones that might not be as well known. And so it's going to be a nice night tonight, and a nice week as well. And some of you may wonder, some of your listeners may wonder, is it going to be a white Christmas? The answer to that is possibly, depends on where you are. Some of these places who got a lot of snow a week ago and maybe held on to it, for some of you, yes, it could be a white Christmas. Also, for us around here, it depends on if we get an inch of snow and can get it to stick. If so, yes. If not, no. We tend to have a white Christmas on average every other year. Based on where I'm at here in the central Michigan area, down to the south, it stays around 50% chance of a white Christmas, generally, or lower. Up to the north, it starts going up dramatically. In fact, in some places, it's a very high chance of not just a white Christmas, but a white Christmas with at least 6 inches of snow on the ground. Now, we've had those before, but it's been a while since we've had one of those. One of the notable ones that I can think of in my lifetime was 2000, where we had like 10 or nearly 12 inches at least of snow on the ground from one snowstorm that had brought us around 12 inches. Another had brought us 3 or 4, and another one that brought us like 3 or 4. So that was one of our snowiest Decembers ever. And even around here, it's not always super easy to keep all that snow so that we can have a white Christmas. And we've had Decembers where we could only get around a tenth of an inch of snow or so. We've had Decembers like that. So a little bit of where we are right now, obviously. In our state, we have a governor right now who has decided basically, by using executive orders to keep certain places down, she has basically, by doing that, she has basically decided that she is a Grinch. She has. Because I feel that when you shut down businesses like that on the holidays, it's proof that you are not a who, but a Grinch. And what what I mean by who versus Grinch is, if you watch the Grinch movie, obviously not everyone has. Of course, we have listeners. When we have listeners listening from many different countries, some of you may have not watched that movie. So obviously, there's a Jim Carrey movie called The Grinch from 2000. And in it, part of it, there's this town in the movie, this make-believe town. It's called Whoville. Whoville. I know, right? What a different name for a town. So there's Whoville. And all the Whos, and all the people who live in this town, they generally decorate their houses big time, and they have contests and different things like that. A lot of them like to make cookies and different things like that, and they do. They're Christmassy things that they enjoy. They enjoy doing Christmassy, right? So there's all the Whos, but then there's the Grinch. And the Grinch is, one of the things that he does is he goes to people's mailboxes, and as he's dropping stuff into the mailboxes, help me, Megan. Is he taking stuff out of the mailboxes, or is he putting the stuff in?
The Grinch is always taking stuff.
But I'm at the mailboxes as he's yelling, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. I thought he was putting those in there.
No, he is putting them in. Yes. What he's doing is he's taking them like from the wrong spot and putting them he's putting them out to the wrong spot.
So into the wrong people's mailboxes.
Yeah.
And what they say is, jury duty, jury duty, but well, eviction notice, jury duty, but well, and I don't know why so many more jury duties than anything else, but even as a little boy, the Grinch despises Christmas. He doesn't, he could care less. He's not really into those who celebrate it. And legend has it, his heart is three sizes too small.
But then it finally grows.
But first, it's three sizes too small. Imagine trying to put, a pair of pants on or something like that that are three sizes too small. Not going to work. In other words, that goes to show you that at the beginning he does not have a big heart at all. In fact, at one point, he is making, what did you say? And he lives in this cave. And he's sitting there and he's eating glass and he's bored. And there's this Who girl, and she is trying to help him. And then, obviously, in the town they have a Christmas the holiday cheermeister and like different things like that. And it's a really good movie in case you haven't watched it. I was trying to explain some things and I was like, but anyhow, it's a good movie. Not too many Christmases go by that I don't watch it, but anyhow, many of these governors, that's how they are. No, notice I didn't say every governor in the U.S., but many, including, I'm very unfortunate, it makes me pretty unfortunate to say this one, Tennessee. Their governor just decided basically that you should only have 10 people at your Christmas get together or gathering. Basically, obviously he's not going to enforce it necessarily, but he decided to put that in. And I know they've had a big increase in cases there, even compared to the summer and what have you. But still, he decided to. Luckily, he did not close restaurants or any of that, but sadly, he did also decide to limit the attendance at sporting events so that even the bands and that don't get to be there. And I thought he was one of the champions. I find out when you put restrictions on a second time, maybe not so much, but I think the Lord for governors like DeSantis and the Kemp from Georgia, at least when it comes to COVID, for not trying to issue new restrictions, but for whatever reason, the Tennessee governor, I hope it's not because his wife tested positive. She tested negative. Here's what I have to say. I really hope he reverses course. You know?
Yeah, me too.
Because in my mind, that was not good. That he did that. Or maybe some of these, they'll be like how the Grinch is, and finally when we get to like the 23rd or something, they'll change their mind. But and you want to know what a lot of this about, what this is all about and everything, all the, you know, increase, wash your hands and all that, which you should wash your hands anyway. But nonetheless, you want to know what this is about? It's about compliance. If they can get you to comply, then basically they can basically think, you know, we can just do whatever, you know, we can just propose whatever we want and expect that you'll just comply. But there has to become a point where stuff like this, where more people say, it's enough. I have to open my business. I have to pay my bills. I have, and all that kind of stuff without being all threatened and stuff like that. In Michigan, it just got more crazy, and here's why. They allowed theaters to reopen and bowling alleys and casinos, but guess what? You're not allowed to open the concession. Why? Because they claim that it gives an opportunity for people to take off their face diapers. And I love this certain guy who's on this Facebook group called Stand Up Michigan. He does these videos once in a while. He doesn't even call them masks anymore. Even the last couple months, he just calls them face diapers. So anyhow, listeners, they basically what she is saying is I can't afford, I mean, through the MDHHS, basically I can't allow any reason for you to remove your face diaper. Oh, like really, like you're going to spread it while you're eating. But you're okay to go in there and play or watch a movie or whatever, but it knows if you're trying to eat. Really? Oh, is it gonna know whether or not you're opening gifts at your Christmas party on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or not? Is it gonna say, oh, you're fine if you're sitting there opening presents and watching a movie, but oh, you decide to eat? All right. I mean, is that how it works? I hope not. But it's like, this virus is so, it's almost like they, it's intelligent. But in another way, it's like, come on, man. But anyhow, like I've said before, it's, you know, and as, but, and even England, where we're going to allow there to be reduced restrictions for 5 days around Christmas, they reduced course because they claim there's a strain that's like 70-some percent more contagious. I don't know that I believe that or not. I have no idea. But truth be told, you know, we're in the last days. We have to pray and believe God for our leaders that they act wisely. But anyhow, as I was saying before, I was going to say, you know, one of my other favorite all-time Christmas movies would have to be Christmas with the Cranks. And that's a movie where this family, this husband and wife, had been big in Christmas for many years. And they'd been giving big time sums of money to these charities and all that kind of stuff. And the husband, Mr. Crank, basically decided, you know, we've put so much into Christmas over the years, let's just skip Christmas and let's go on this cruise that leaves on Christmas Day. And at first she's like, no way, and then says, okay. And then they'll be around town and people will be asking her or him questions. And they'll be like, hey, Miss Crank, you're going to give all that money to the church this year? No, we're not doing Christmas this year. And then as it gets closer and closer, people are outside. They usually have this big frosty out in front of their house. And people are outside of their house chanting, bring frosty, bring frosty, bring frosty, bring. Yeah. And then a minute later, at one point, Mr. Crank goes out there and says, Frosty's dead. Remember that? He tells him that Frosty's dead. Did you watch that movie?
No, I don't remember that part.
And so a minute later, they start calling the Crank's house phone because somehow they get it. And into the phone, they're yelling, bring Frosty, bring Frosty, bring. And then finally, it's like, they finally put it up, but not until Christmas Eve, after there's been a lot of other things happen with Hickory Hams and stuff. And he keeps messing with her every attempt. Towards the end, they decide they're going to give that cruise that they had to someone else. But then the other people can't go. But you know, they saw this and it. Now there's in the end they decide that they're gonna celebrate Christmas with their children. I mean, with their daughter, because their daughter came from serving in the Peace Corps, and it's another good Christmas movie. Some other ones I really like a lot: Elf, Home Alone, the Christmas edition, where of course Kevin is left at his house in the Chicagoland area while his family decides to go to Paris. He gets forgotten. Of course, the night before, he's whining because he doesn't want to share the bed with Fuller. And I wouldn't, if I was his age, if I had made up my mind by the time I was Kevin's age as to whether or not Coke was so much better than Pepsi or not, I would have been, no, I don't want to sleep with Fuller. I mean, in a way, I'd be like, you know, but obviously the reason he didn't want to sleep with him was, he says in the movie, why. But anyhow, that's another good one of my favorite. And then of course deck the halls actually. And then also I enjoy some of these Hallmark Christmas movies that me and my parents have watched over the last couple of years, and I really enjoy, you know, just sitting there on the couch watching a nice Christmas movie while eating some nice popcorn. Nice. You can never go wrong with nice salty popcorn. Ever, 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 ever. Anyhow, there is that as it comes to those movies. And so yesterday at my church, of course, at my church, yesterday was the last services before Christmas. And so Pastor yesterday, he asked all the elementary kids and younger what all they wanted for Christmas, and they told him, and there were some fascinating things listed that they said they wanted. And then they gave bags of candy to the children, and we had some very good music. Yesterday we had a great guest singer last night. Her name is Amy Flanders, and she did an amazing job and sang a lot of good Christmas songs. And then we had this crew that did a little drummer boy that involved four drummers, a couple guitar players, keyboard player, and it was pretty cool. So honestly, it was a nice Christmas Sunday, and of course we took communion as a church family last night, and of course taking communion at Christmas is always, in general, is always a great thing. It really is. I'm not just saying that to you. No. I really mean it. But it was a, as I said, it was a nice, you know, way to usher in Christmas. And that is the last time we'll get together until a couple days after Christmas. where we will be dealing with, you know, shredding things we don't want to go with us into the new year. And so, by shredding things, I mean, we'll be shredding things that we want to get rid of in our life that have been hindering us. But it was a nice, but anyhow, it's going to be good. And also we had a nice full house, both services, which was good to see. And basically just about no one wore a face diaper. And I haven't worn one to church really at all. Only the first time that we opened up since COVID. And that was just at the door. Other than that, I did not wear it. At all. And so, we're going to another thing I want to mention, of course, is tonight. Not only is tonight the winter solstice, but it is also the first time in 800 years that people can truly see the Christmas star. Now it has to be clear to be able to see it, but you say, what's the story of the Christmas star? Well, this. There's the star that is in the east, and people come to worship the star. Of course, it's the Star of David, the Star of Jesus. It's the Christmas star. And that star is visible tonight for the first time in 800 years. It's rare, but it's awesome. I honestly think that it's an amazing thing, and I hope people got a chance to see it. I really hope so. Of course, after tonight, the nights will slowly... The days will slowly begin to get longer and longer, ever so slowly at first, for like the first month or so, month and a half. But then, after that, we are going to sing a few Christmas carols, and then we are going to, I am going to talk a bit about some of the symbols of Christmas and why they're important, and kind of give you some verses on Christmas and the birth of Jesus. So, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna smile to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase. Dear kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. Chestnut roasting on a fire, sung by a choir. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Who sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. You'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. Later on, well, snow is just a chillin'. It's a thrillin', though you know it's a chillin'. Based, I'm afraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter, walking in a winter, walking in a winter wonderland. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card around. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white, yes, whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Lord, wash me, and I can be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. Lord, wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Well, that is a good one. That is actually a medley of some of the favorite ones of all time, including the Whiter Than Snow is actually a little bit of a different one, but still, it's a good one nonetheless. Another one, since we're only, you know, 4 days away, and I have actually have, somehow I did not sing this one yet, but it really is looking a lot like Christmas. It has been for the last little while, but for the sake of it, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Sure, it's Christmas once more. Yes, it is. Oh, yes. We're going to get into a couple of spiritual ones, but this is another one of my all-time favorites. It's a nice, relaxing one. Of course, I like the upbeat ones too, of course, but this one I'm about to sing is another one of my all-time favorite classics. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let's make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yours. Faithful friends who are dear to us, they gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yours. For faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now. And then as we go through the rest of the week, we'll have some more really good ones, like I'll Be Home for Christmas, Christmas Through Your Eyes, Merry Christmas, darling. But as we transition, I want to get to one right now. It's called Happy Birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the decorations are nice, and the presents are nice, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. Decorations are nice, and the presents are nice, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. decorations are nice and the presents are nice, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. Decorations are nice and the presents are nice, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. And then we have the story of Silent Night. The story of Silent Night is that one Christmas at the Church of Ohlendorf, they get in the church that the organ broke. So they came up with a song that was made only for a cappella, and thus was given birth Silent Night. So, here we go. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, yet only a star from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Jesus Lord at thy birth, Jesus Lord at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, shivers break at the sight, holy stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah, Christ our Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful show, for these wonderful listeners. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you've done, and for what you're doing right now in us and through us. Thank you, Lord, that you have made us for such a time as this, and that you, Lord God, are just making a way for all of us. Where there seems to be no way, you always make a way. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, as we celebrate your birth, that we'll be healthy and we'll be excited. And I just thank you, Lord God, that these listeners tonight, or just be blessed as we talk about some of the things about Christmas. And as we mention, make mention of some verses about your birth. And now, Lord, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners are coming in, that finances would come in, that increases in listenership are coming to this program. And most of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen. All right, so one of my all-time favorite Christmas verses is Matthew 1:21. In that verse, it tells Mary and Joseph, you are to have a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Another one I love a lot is where it says, you will have a son and you will give him the name Emmanuel. And the name Emmanuel means God with us. And I'm so glad that God is with us. Jesus is with us. He's not just there. He's with us. And I'm so glad about that. And that's a great thing to know. And some people hear you mention Emmanuel and they're like, what is Emmanuel? You should be able to tell them. Emmanuel means God with us. God is with us, as we would say that. And another good one I think of is the ones about the star, ones about where they give gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Luke is awesome too. Yeah. And how it talks about all the wise men and that. And obviously the wise men had a very crucial job. They were the guides. And the wise men are in Matthew. The shepherds are in Luke. And what the shepherds are doing out there, you see, they're keeping watch over their flocks, their sheep, at night. And in Luke, I love how it says, you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And he was wrapped, and the reason he was in a manger is because there was no room for them in the inn. And like I said before, I don't know if that means like the Holiday Inn, like a hotel, or it was like the hospital, like where you give birth to babies today. I'm going to assume it's like the hospital. But it just says the inn. But then again, in Luke, later on in the same book, the book of Luke, it talks about, you know, with the Good Samaritan, and where the innkeeper takes him to the inn and takes care of him. So that leads me to think that it is a medical facility where they would have done medical care, you know, like emergency medical care, you know, births at that time. And obviously it doesn't say why it was full. And maybe the swaddling clothes was instead of a mask. A mask. You know, how he, you know, however, why you say that. I don't know, but, you know. But it says you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then another thing I love is where they talk about, you know, for unto us a child is born. Not just any child either. Not just any child. A child that is conceived to Mary by the Holy Ghost. And Jesus was Lord from birth. He didn't become Lord later on. He was Lord from birth. And though he only lived on earth to be 33, he still is, lives on the inside of us today in heaven. Amen. And he lives up there in us and on the inside of us. And at the party where I was at the other day, at my mom's, of course, I read the Christmas part, Christmas story, based on the account given through Matthew. I love Luke's account and I love Matthew's account. And tomorrow night, we're going to read about what was happening with Mary and Elizabeth. Because Elizabeth, mind you, she gave birth to John the Baptist before Mary had had Jesus. And Elizabeth, of course, was older. And Mary was not married yet, but she was pledged to be married to Joseph. In other words, she was engaged, as we say it. She was engaged. But obviously, Joseph was a righteous and pure man, and he did not want to, you know, shame her or anything that, or make a public disgrace. So she basically decided to, he was thinking about, you know, disengaging. Obviously, in the NIV, it says divorce, but they weren't married yet. They were not married yet. They were engaged. So they were fiance and fiance. Not husband and wife yet. Fiancé and fiancé. Excuse me. Yeah, they were. But anyhow, like I said, you know, they weren't married yet. But that angel tells Joseph, don't be afraid to marry Mary, because what is conceived in her is of Jesus. It's of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What's conceived in her is of, like I said, it's of the Holy Ghost. And I am very proud of that. And so he decides to stay with her. And then they give birth to Jesus, their son. And they do what the angel had told them to do. And it was said, of course, that he would be great and that he would, that it would be a sign that would be spoken against. So there was that reminder there that he would be, in fact, spoken against. So that's why they had to make sure that certain things were done. And so
just think about something here.
So, you know, but and then you see you had Herod. Herod was looking to get rid of all the boys who were under the age of two. He was looking to have them killed. Because of that, the angel goes to Mary and Joseph. The angel goes to Joseph and says, Joseph! And he says, go wake up Mary and Joseph and flee to Egypt. And they tell him to stay there for a time, and I will tell you when to leave Egypt. And then they go to the land of Egypt, and they stay there until Herod is dead. And when they hear that Herod is dead, the angel comes back and says, Joseph, go to the land of Israel. But then when they hear that Archelaus is reigning there in place of Herod his father, he's afraid to go there. So they go to Nazareth, and to Galilee, and then that is where we get in the Bible, through the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene, though not Nazarene in the denominational form. of Nazarenes. So I figured the next few minutes, I would explain some of the meanings behind some of the things we have at Christmas. Oh, let's talk about the Christmas tree. Actually, now first let's talk about the candy cane. A candy cane maker in Indiana was looking to find a way to show his love for Jesus through candy. He created a Christmas candy in the form of a J. The J in the candy cane was to represent the stripes that Jesus shed on the cross for us. Candy was plain, so we added things to it, of course. And today, the candy cane is hung on trees throughout the world, a fixture on Christmas trees, and it is also eaten and enjoyed by many people, though not carrying the use originally intended. Santa Claus. The original Santa Claus was a man named Saint Nicholas. Now, he did wear a red suit, but it wasn't like the ones you think he was. And he was known for giving to the needy and the poor and to helping people out, and also for his love for children. And St. Nicholas used to give gifts to the children, as well as also helping the needy, those who were less fortunate. And he was, of course, a saint. Of course, all that stuff of the beard, Rudolph, Frosty, the elves, all that, that's all fantasy. Now, it's okay if you want to play the song, play the game. It's okay. Have fun. But just have to realize those things are fantasy. That Rudolph, Frosty, Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas is not a fantasy. That was real. But Santa Claus, that's a fantasy. So no, you will not come down your fireplace, your chimney, or into your fireplace and be the one who brings you all that stuff. Or if you've been bad, give you kids that lump of coal. But like I said, he was, you know, like I said, the real St. Nicholas was very good to children. So that's the meaning of Santa Claus. How about the Christmas tree? The Christmas tree was made many, 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 many years ago. Christians were looking to ways to show at Christmas time their Christianity. People would know that it was a Christian home when they saw a Christmas tree. And the lights were to represent that Jesus is the light of the world. Today, Christmas trees are in people's houses and all over the place, and they have them in, you know, in, they have city Christmas trees. They have these Christmas trees in malls and other places, and. But the real meaning of Christmas tree was to represent the lights, was to represent the light of the world, not just to be pretty and cool to look at, though it is. So, a poem. 'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not even a mouse. The Bibles were hung on the shelves without care, and hope that Jesus would not soon come near, come there. All the babies had been tucked into bed, and also And me and my wife were on the couch, watching the late show, while taking a nap. Well, at least the husband was. He must have, as I said, whispered to my mom yesterday while Pastor was reading it. I said he must have worked graveyard shift, which is graveyard is like very, very late night hours. And so, lo and behold, there was such a clatter. And it was Jesus. I mean, it was the angels and Jesus and the trumpet. Lo and behold, I watched all those around me ascend into heaven. And I did not rise up. And it goes, only if we had been ready tonight. And they began to read the names from the book of life. And I began to hope for myself. And he looked through all the names of the book. We looked for my name, and he said, it's not here. I cried, in spite of myself. Now, I know I must have missed a few lines, but still, you know, truth is, you never know when Jesus is going to come. No, you don't. Could be tonight, could be tomorrow, could be, Then there's ones about 'twas the day after Christmas. There's the real one, 'twas the night before Christmas. But I'll read those maybe tomorrow. Now, I want to sing another Christmas carol, and then we are going to delve into a little bit of sports. Hmm. Merry Christmas, darling. Happy New Year too. Just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. Merry Christmas, darling. Happy New Year too. But I could dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. Though the lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. Logs on the fire, fill me with desires to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. Oh, just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. Merry Christmas, darling. Happy New Year. Logs on fire, fill me with desires to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. Oh, just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. I wish I were with you. Merry Christmas, darling. Oh, yes. Now, in terms of sports, we had the Lions lose to the Titans. The Titanic sunk on them. They lost to the Titans in Tennessee. And now the Lions have just fired their special teams coach, deciding that they need to do better on special teams, which I would agree. Also, the Pistons have released their 15-man, their final 15-man starter. Their final 15-man roster. The NHL has released its 56-game regular season schedule, and the Red Wings will be in the Central Division. The Central Division. And looking to, of course, mitigate travel and et cetera. But anyhow, so I was going to see here. I was just thinking of what else I had in terms of sports. Of course, on Saturday, not Sunday, but Saturday, the Lions play the Buccaneers. Yep, they play the Buccaneers. In a way, it's like a loss. The Lions lose, it hurts Tampa. I mean, if they win, it hurts Tampa. If they lose, helps Tampa get closer to that first place finish. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and if I don't see you before Christmas, Merry Christmas.